sing that song, Draw Me Close to You. I don't know if it's in the handout yet, Brother Randy. Not yet. Substitutes. Lord, we don't want anything to come between ourselves and you. Your presence with us, you're working in our souls, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'd come now. You're all we want, you're all we need. You're our deepest desire, Lord. Come now, Lord, and speak to us so that we could say, as those on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as He spoke to us on the way? Lord, you're here in the form of the Holy Spirit. Lord, manifest yourself, manifest the power of the resurrection to us. Your power is here for us today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You desire to continually declare yourself that to us, Lord. We just give you thanks, Father, for calling us, for loving us, Lord, for even now, with your presence here, Lord, blessing us, expressing your love to us, Lord, express it to us in a deeper way, yes. May we see your hand, Lord. We ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be seated. So thankful for the presence of God. Last week I spoke on experiencing the power of God and obstacles to that. And we talked a lot about that holy fire that we feel in our souls when he comes amongst us. When I began to think about my sermon today, I thought experiencing the fire of God, and then I thought, no, experiencing God himself. The reality of God himself. We don't just want a feeling that comes when we worship. We want him. We want his presence. We don't want a feeling that comes from the anointing. We want him, the giver of every good gift, amongst us, teaching us, speaking to us here at service and outside the walls. When we come, we don't want to come just to walk through a form. Walk through this is how church works. Church, we have this, and then we have that, then we have this, and then it's over, and then we go home, and it was like whatever. No, we want the Spirit of God to come. We want to be so in love with him and so submitted to him when we first come that the Spirit of God can move amongst us. So that I just love that when the other first few weeks ago, Brother Nate came up and he said, I had to come up and say this. The Spirit of God was so strong upon my heart that it was like he was pushing me up here. I would have felt condemned if, you know, I've had that same feeling. We would have felt just absolutely condemned if you wouldn't have done that. May we all submit ourselves to God. If he wants us to, everything comes in order. We can all read 1 Corinthians 14. Everything comes in order. But if the Spirit of God is moving to you, don't reject that. Don't push that. We want to be in that place, not only where we can do that, but we can be receptive to that. We wouldn't be like, oh, well, so-and-so is trying to take this place, or, oh, well, you know, they're being out of order, or whatever it might be. If we're out of order, God will deal with that. God will correct that.
Yeah.
I believe that we have the wisdom for that. But our desire is just to, let's be open to what he does. Let's not be so rigid in how we do things at our church order, and this is how we do it. No, our church order is Christ himself. Him is the head. And if he speaks to your heart to do something, don't disobey that. He's looking for vessels who he can speak something to, and they can step out in obedience. And I'm not talking about men only. I'm talking about women. I'm talking about men. I'm talking about kids who desire to receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit can work through anyone he chooses to. Anyone he chooses to. He divides severally as he wills. He's the sovereign giver of all the good gifts. So he'll give them as he sees fit. It's my desire just to submit myself to him. We find in Scripture it says, submit yourself to one another. It's not merely that. It's submit yourself to the working of the Holy Spirit through the whole body of Christ. Some people take, well, submit yourself. You got to submit yourself to the pastor. Yes, you do, but not in the carnal sense. You're submitting yourself to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's working through that local body.
Yes, that's right.
That's. I don't want to see when I come to church. I don't want to see, and I'm not saying, well, this is how it has to be. I'm saying, I don't want to just see flesh. I want to see the Holy Spirit working and speaking. And not just across the pulpit. This is just a small part of things. This is so, let's keep things in order. Keep the Spirit moving. Keep the Spirit working amongst us. Keep that word coming forth. That's one part of it. You know, you look and see, a lot of people see, oh, a pastor, he preaches and that's all. No. That's just a small portion of what a pastor should be doing. It's just a little tiny part. The big part is the body of Christ is prayer, really. That's the greatest thing that all of us are called to. Beyond anything else is our communion and fellowship with God Himself. Alone in the closet with Him. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12. No, turn with me to Luke 20. 24. Luke 24. We can stand as we read. Verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Amen. You can be seated. Amen. The charismatic approach is, they say, did not our hearts burn within us? And that's where they stop. We don't want to stop there. Did not our hearts burn within us when He spoke to us along the way and opened to us the Scriptures? That's what our desire is. Through the Word of God coming, breaking open to us, the Spirit of God is ministered. The Spirit, that burning, that fire of God that I'm feeling in my soul even now, that comes along with the Word. You can't separate those two things. Amen. The gospel comes not in word only, but in power, in demonstrations. These signs shall follow them that believe. When the word comes forth through God's chosen vessels, the bride of Christ, signs are bound to follow. They come forth out of that revelation, out of that word in our souls. But we can't say, well, we got the word now, we don't need this other part. No, we need all of God. Why would you want to say, oh, I only want this part of God's blessings, I'm going to reject the rest of it? I want it all. I want every part that God has for us in this day. And in fact, the power of God is absolutely essential to take that word and make it alive in our souls. There's people that need an experience with God. I believe even here amongst us, they need their hearts, their lives transformed by His power, by His presence. It can't come just, well, I heard the word and I believed it. Well, that's a good start, but it needs to be set on fire by the Holy Ghost. It needs to be enlivened by the Holy Ghost. You can receive all the word and hear it intellectually all you want, but that just makes you even more dead than you were before. The word has to come impregnated by the Holy Spirit to change us, to transform us, to make us into His image. It's not two separate. We can't separate out those two different things and say, well, we just want the word. We don't want the Spirit. We want the Spirit. We don't want the word. I don't believe anyone in here wants that. But I believe that the devil has put up barriers to the presence of God amongst us. He's put up things that, something, I don't know what it is. And it's not for me to point fingers or say this or say that. I believe maybe there's attitudes. Maybe there's hidden sin. Maybe there's an attitudes of starchiness. Well, I just come to church and I play my part and sit here and that's all I do. Maybe it's that that's hindering us from experiencing the power of God, experiencing the presence of God amongst us, experiencing the supernatural. I believe that's for us. It's not for another age. It's for us now. Amen? We got people in the message that try to say, well, now that we've got the revelation of the Word, we don't need the power. Well, that's a convenient excuse because you don't have the power of God in your service. It's a real convenient. I don't want an excuse. I want God Himself. Amen. If God be with us, then where's all the miracles? Did Brother Branham preach a sermon about that? I believe there's miracles amongst us, but I believe that there's more. There's more for us to enter into. We see healing, we see different things, but when we come to the service, my heart is so longing. Not just service, beyond that. For us to be walking in faith in such a way that His presence, His power is just, the testimonies are coming forth of how God answered this prayer, God answered that prayer. New people are coming in because they're seeing the power of God amongst us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. New people, when they come in, they say, oh my, the presence of God is here amongst His people. I just love the testimonies. Brother Mehdi was telling me that the Trinitarian Church in the area said, well, come to your service. And they said, we came to your service and we said we wanted to show you guys the love of Christ because we knew you were so off the word and so wrong. He said, we come and we hear the message of God and we sense His we feel His presence amongst you. Amen. That's God vindicating Himself, proving Himself. Oh, well, it was just a feeling. It could come and go. Sure. Sure, maybe. But when they came, they experienced God. They're in a different way that they weren't experiencing somewhere else. May God do that through us. Through us, in and through us. Not just, and I, you know, that's not just here. That's just the longing in my heart. And what the Lord told me so many times ago, I was just longing to enter more into ministry 7-8 years ago. And the Lord said, why are you limiting your ministry into the four walls of the church? Don't you ever, ever do that. And I can never, it's always on my mind. It's always there. Never do that. Never limit it. Same as you. You know, you may be called to play the piano here, but out there you're called to be a living epistle, read and known of all men. Each of us are called to a ministry. Don't be, does the scripture say, the righteous are as bold as a lion? We're meek. But don't get meek confused without, you can be meek and be bold as a lion at the same time. Meek simply means I'm totally relying on God. But that takes faith. That takes faith. That takes strong faith. Do you think Moses was a weak fella? No. No, he stood up there and he put his finger right in Pharaoh's face. Said, God's going to do this. Well, yeah, you maybe got scared later. But it takes boldness to be a witness. And it takes a step of faith. I said this last week, if I've learned anything in the last year and a half with the Somali ministry and with the Iranian ministry and going to Turkey, is when God speaks something to your heart, it takes faith. You got to take a step. You don't see anything. You don't see anything there. It just looks the same as it did before. No different. But you have to take a step of faith. I came up here and I said, brothers and sisters, I asked you to pray for me. I'm going to Turkey in a couple of months. You know how many dollars I had saved up towards that? You know how much money I had? I didn't have a dime. It don't matter. All of us have that faith. If God speaks something to your heart, you say, I'm inadequate. Well, Moses said the same thing, but was he inadequate? No, God gave him power. God gave him strength. It's God's power made manifest through a weakness. I'm so discouraged lately. I said, Lord, why'd you ask me to help the Iranians? I'm the absolute worst person you could have chosen. I'm so bad at it. I can't. I'm awful. Somebody else, I'm sure, could do better. No, He chose me. So all I can do is say I'm going to be obedient to that, no matter what the cost is. That's the same for all of us. We have to, in individual situations of life, it takes a step of faith. If you see somebody at work that's doing something, and sometimes God will lead you to say something, sometimes He won't. But if God speaks something to your heart, take that step of faith. God will create such a boldness in you that you'll just speak forth that word. You don't have to pre-plan what you're going to say. Just start talking. He'll use you.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to be in that position where I'm bold enough to take the step of faith in the power of God. I've got to, hopefully I can find this quote here. Yeah. Confirmation of the commission in 1962. It's talking about Moses. Did you ever think, where'd those snakes go to? Where to? What happened to those rods? It was all in one rod. See, he ate him up. Moses' snake, because what was it? A confirmation. Amen. Hallelujah. He had a confirmation of his commission. He carried it out. He brought the children out, and the Red Sea got in his way and give away. Why? He had a commission and a confirmation of it. God was with him and worked signs and wonders. But where if a man is commissioned by the supernatural God, the supernatural power of God will be with that supernatural commission. You might say, well, I don't have a commission. Yes, you do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe. That's not just to the apostles.
No.
That's not just to missionaries. That's to all of us. Amen. We're all called to be in our part of that world, that light. You have a supernatural commission. Not what you learn in PhD and LLD and algebra and all those things that confirms your fine grammar and speech at the pulpit when you say, amen, like a calf. But let me tell you something. When you got that confirmation of the commission of God given you by the Holy Ghost, these signs shall follow them that believe. Confirmation. God confirmed because he was the supernatural God, gave supernatural power for a supernatural deliverance. God today is not going to deliver his people by education. He never promised to do it. He's not going to deliver them by theology. He never promised to do it. He's not going to deliver them by science. He never promised to do it. He's not going to deliver them by denomination. He never promised to do it. But he will deliver them by the power, supernatural power, of changing their lives and molding them into the children of God. Amen.
Yeah.
He says, now that same God, when he sent his church out to deliver the people out of this hellish Egyptian bondage, that all these things has got the people in today, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now listen close. Don't be afraid to lay that word out there. Don't be afraid to lay that word out there, because it's the truth. It's God's word. Don't let the devil explain it away from you because it's not right. He keeps his word. I believe that with all that's in me. It takes faith to overcome that fear that we have of what will so-and-so, what if I lose my job, what if this, what if that. The devil is full of what ifs. He's full of what ifs. Don't listen to that. You listen to God. If somebody's sick, take that opportunity to say, I'd like to pray for you right now. They may look at you like, well, we're at work, and what is about this? You know what? I was so silly. I was at U.S. Bank, and the teller was right at the front window, and he was a Muslim guy. And he says, oh, I'm feeling so sick. And I just reached over the teller window, and I said, I'm praying for you. Just prayed for him right there. The manager's looking. Everybody's... customers are looking. But you know what? God loves to see that faith, and he'll bless you. And he'll bless that faith. Don't care what the situation is, you just obey. Don't care how stupid you look. God calls you to do things. You're gonna look stupid to the world. How did Moses look going in there? I'm gonna send you down with this stick. And I want you to take over the Egyptian empire and deliver these people. Well, how about you create like a nuclear bomb or something like that? It'd be a lot simpler. We'll just get them out there and we'll drop it on them. No problem. Then we won't have to worry about Pharaoh ever again. No, God wanted to deliver by something foolish. The foolish things of this world God calls wise. But the wise things of this world he calls foolish.
Right.
The things that we think, oh, well, they got a really nice church there, and man, I wish we had a big church like that. And oh man, their preacher, he's really good at expositing the scriptures. I just love that. He sounds so nice. It doesn't matter. Brother Branham, there's not one of us that's preaching here tonight that have better grammar and have a better education and are able to present the word in a more educated fashion than Brother Branham. But that's not what God's looking for. He's looking for someone in his hand who will obey him and speak the word. It might sound silly to the world, but God is desiring to manifest his power through vessels that will submit himself to him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. What does that look like to submit ourselves to him? It's not just something that just comes naturally in our everyday walk of life in the flesh. It's not something that's extremely comfortable to do. Just as Brother Yusuf, Brother Beruz, it's not comfortable. for them and their situation to submit themselves to God. It's much easier to take the paths of the world, or just the paths of the lukewarm church member. Well, I come to church and I love this message, and I come every week and it's wonderful. Well, where's your prayer life? How's that coming? Are you experiencing the power of God in your prayer life? Are you seeing Him answer prayers? How much time are you spending with Him? What's your desire for that time with Him? Is it weak? That's the place. If you want to find power, if you want to find the power of God, the fire of God, it's going to be in prayer. It's going to be in that place where you fight it out with your flesh. Fight it out with the devil. And you come to that place where you surrender to Him. That's the place where He has that perfect victory over the flesh and the devil. In 1964, the presence of God unrecognized. Look at the day we're living in. What's promised for this day? Where are we? We've moved on up. The pillar of fire moves, and the children of Israel moved with the pillar of fire, or they went back to Egypt. We've got to move with the Word. And today we're getting so slothful. The church is getting so worldly and so indifferent, and so their minds so muddled up with television and We Love Susie and some of these old things and staying home. That shows where the people's hearts are. And you can tell them these things are wrong and they think you're crazy. What is it? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. See? Oh, the greatest... I love this. This is just beautiful. Oh, the greatest pleasure I know of is to be to pray until I can realize that I'm in the presence of God and recognize it. I think that ought to be the thrill of the church, is the presence of the Holy Spirit, seeing the God that made the promise standing among us, feel His presence and see His Word and see it vindicated. It ought to give faith to make cripples walk, blind see, deaf hear, dumb speak. Amen. Where does that presence of God come?
Yeah,
it's come. It comes in prayer.
Yeah, amen.
Until we can feel, what did He say? We can feel His presence.
Yeah,
we don't want to reject that. Well, it's not about any of those sensations. No, your salvation isn't based on what you feel. It's upon what you believe in the Word of God. But when the power of God comes, you're going to feel His presence. You're going to feel something. Touch your heart. Touch your soul. Brother Branham says, "I is to pray until I can realize that I'm in the presence of God, seeing the God standing among us, feel His presence, and see His Word, see it vindicated." Amen. It's just not feeling His presence. It's seeing His Word. Not just hearing it right here in your brain. No, it's seeing the Word made manifest amongst us. It ought to give us faith. So in prayer, feeling and recognizing and realizing His presence, seeing the Word made manifest, it gives us faith. Cripples will walk. The blind will see. Miracles will take place.
Amen.
In that place of surrender.
Yes.
In the closet. That's great. We come to church. We come to prayer meeting. That's wonderful. But that just can't be your only time of prayer.
Yeah.
It comes in the early mornings in the closet.
Right.
The great men of God of old would just put us to shame. Jesus would spend many nights, all night in prayer. And He was the sinless Son of God. How much more do we need to pray?
Yeah.
Men ought always, He says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Not men, if they want to be preachers, ought always to pray.
No.
Men, if they want to be missionaries, they ought always... No, men, everyone ought always to pray and not to lose heart. Never give up. Never stop praying. Continually, constantly knocking at His door. You know, David, or Daniel, what did he pray? Three times? Was it three times a day? Morning, noon, and night. He never failed, no matter what the government told him to do. No matter what his job, this was his job, he was a governor, right? He said, I don't care, I'm going to pray three times a day. If you don't like it, go jump in the lake. If you can throw me in the lion's den, it's fine. Not a problem. I'm not going to forsake praying. Well, you know, we'd think, well, we don't want to cause problems for our family, and we've got to render to what Caesar, so we just won't spend that time in prayer. No.
Yeah.
No. Your work says no, we can't do it. Well, the Muslims, they get their time to prayer. What about you? They'll use their excuse to ever get out of work. I think that's what it is more than anything. They just want to get out of work. That's what I've seen anyhow. But you go and pray. Every chance you get. If you want to experience the power of God, I'm telling you, and I'm telling myself, you need much time alone with God. Now, obviously, the value of our prayers is not, well, I spent, what time is it now? I spent 3 hours in prayer, I'm good to go. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Fervent, effectual prayer before God. It could be 30 minutes, it could be an hour, but if you're saying I pray 5 minutes a day, I don't think that's enough. It's a good start. It's a good start. If all you can get to is 5 minutes a day, start there, but build from there. We can't, you know, we spend more time than that watching email and Facebook. Is that more important to you than prayer and me? I spend way more time doing that, to be honest with you. At work and different things. You know, that's, prayer should come first. Fellowship, it's fellowship with God. We think, well, prayer is just asking God for things. No, prayer is worship to God.
Yeah.
It's telling Him how much we love Him.
Amen.
All the things that we appreciate that He's done for us.
Yeah.
All the things that we're looking forward to Him doing for us. I love that. I mentioned it last week, John Piper. Prayer is a... We look at prayer as a way, God, help me be more comfortable. God, help me have a little bit of fluffier pillow. Heal this, heal that. Those are wonderful. God heals. God works miracles. God provides. God provides comfort. God provides protection for those traveling. That's good. We should pray for that. But it's a, how John Piper described it, it's a two-way wartime walkie-talkie. It's when you're in the midst of battle and you have a gun, you have a sword, and you're fighting, you're battling, but the battle's so intense, I can't do it anymore on my own with this word. I can't do it anymore on my own. I need to call in reinforcements. So you get on, Lord, we just ask that you'd send a B-2 bomber. Just come in and rain down the fire on these guys. That's what prayer is. Out in the midst of battle, fighting. If you want to see prayers answered, get out there in the battle. Get out on the battlefield. Fight. Maybe God doesn't call you to be an evangelist or share the gospel with many people. But for our brothers and sisters, be on the battlefront. Be so in the spirit of prayer and in the spirit of God that you can look, you can see. God gives discernment, I believe. If in prayer God says, so-and-so's having a hard time. Sometimes He wants you to go say something. Sometimes He wants you to fight. Get on that walkie-talkie. God, send over the B-2 bomber again, that stealth fighter.
Amen.
Drop the bomb. We can't do it on our own. We need your grace to come. He wants us fighting. He doesn't want us sitting back and asking for fluffier pillows.
Yes.
He doesn't want us to be seeking the comfort of our flesh more and more. We're soldiers on a battlefield. If we turn and run away from the battle, we're cowards. God isn't calling us to be cowards. He's calling us to fight. If we're living that way, many times I live as a coward, not fighting out for my brothers and sisters, not out there speaking the word of God to those that need to hear it. God has grace. God has grace. But if we just sit back and wait, it takes faith. It takes us take a step. Take your first step. We know what God has called us to do. We know He's called us to the Great Commission. There's no question about it. Preach the gospel to every creature. that doesn't leave out anybody. That's our neighbors, that's everybody. We know He's called us to take that first step of faith to speak the word to that person. Take that first step. We pray for wisdom. We seek God to direct us. But if we're just walking in the Spirit all the time and praying and just in oneness and fellowship with Christ, the words will come. The people will come. God will start opening doors. But if we sit back so passively and just wait for everything to happen, we're not going to see what needs to happen. Wasn't that the great thing Brother Branham talked about all the time? He said, "Why are you always constantly waiting for me? I've called you to do this. You're just waiting for me to press you through a pipe to do it. I've told you what to do. Go do it. If God has told you to do something, go do it. Don't wait for the situation to be right. Well, I got to feel just right in my heart. No, just go do it. Don't quit waiting. Go do it. Don't be afraid to follow Him. Don't be afraid if it's going to look silly. Don't be afraid, oh, I might offend so-and-so if I go and tell him that. You know, I might hurt his feelings. Stop being a bunch of babies. Stop babying yourself. I baby myself all the time. I'm not saying this as though, hey, I got it all figured out, guys. Come look at me and I'm going to show you exactly how it's done. No, I'm walking with you, and I'm giving myself a little kick too. Don't be a baby. Don't be so concerned about your own feelings and the feelings of others. Be concerned about what God thinks, what God wants, what God calls us to. Amen. Amen. That He wants to manifest Himself to us. He wants to show His power to us and through us. He wants to come. He wants to speak. He wants to heal. He wants to reach out to the people in this building. He wants to reach out to the people in the neighborhood. If God's calling you to something, if God's giving you a vision of something to do in the area or outreach, you listen to God. We don't have to have it all figured out on how it's all going to work. You just take one step and the next step and then watch God work. Watch God move. Do not, as Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. It might not come in a vision. It might just come in an unction in prayer.
Yeah.
It might just come in a burden in your heart. Follow that. Don't fight against that, but let's not stay in our comfort zone. That's so much what happens is we come to church and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the service. No, God wants you to fight.
Amen.
There's people here that need God.
Amen.
That need a new experience with God. There's people that need to be lit on fire once again.
Amen.
By His presence. Let's fight for each other. Well, that's what Brother Don was saying. We need to be open to be able to communicate with one another. We need to be open with our... You're not going to just come and blab everything to everyone, but we just... If it's just one person, just be open with them and let them be open with you. And just watch the Spirit of God. But we got to be open in general as well. Let the Spirit of God move. Let the Spirit of God speak. Don't be afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. Maybe they need to be hurt a little bit. Maybe they need to be corrected. Didn't we hear Brother Branham say over and over, love is corrective? Let's not be so Minnesota nice that we can't speak a word of correction. We're so nice, we're so sweet that we can't be tough when we need to be tough sometimes. I'm talking to myself too. We need to be able to speak that word when God calls us to speak it. I don't think anybody here is looking for... There's a lot of people that you find, you go out and they're just looking for confrontation. I haven't seen anybody here that's looking for confrontation, trying to find somebody they're going to confront. So I'm not worried about saying, don't be afraid to confront somebody. Don't be afraid. The Spirit of God lays it upon your heart. Say it.
Yeah.
Say it. Use wisdom. Don't be silly. Don't be rude. God gives wisdom as well. When He gives you a word, He'll give you wisdom to share it. I've seen many times where people just, they want to be real encouraging to me and they say it and you're just like, okay, wow. that was the opposite of what would have been effective. But it, so it takes wisdom. It does. So if God speaks something to you, I think it'll drive you to your knees to pray a little bit more. I know for me, when the Lord has spoken something to my heart, is this you, Lord? I have to make sure. Pray about it. But follow Him. Don't follow men. So much we hinder the Holy Spirit from working because, well, we're worried about what people think. Let's not do that. Let's submit ourselves fully to Him. And maybe it's just we don't know that we should do that, or we just get these thoughts, I'll just leave it at that. No, let's be as bold as a lion. Let's be obedient to that, the calling of the Holy Spirit. This quote here, as the eagle stirs her nest in 61, I think this is fitting. Somebody said to me, aren't you afraid you'll make a mistake sometime up on there? Oh no. As long as I can just feel His God-given presence is around, let them say anything they want to, it don't make any difference. Aren't you afraid somebody will take a crack shot at you? No. I ain't afraid as long as I can feel His presence. That God-given power, that's all. Just feel His presence around. Aren't you afraid they'll class you a holy roller? You done did it. Didn't do any good. I'm going right on just the same. So it doesn't matter. Just feel His presence around you, you know. Oh my. We have to take inventory once in a while and just see how everything's feeling. Don't you think so? I like that. Just feel that real comfortable feeling like I do right now. See, He's right around now. Amen. As long as we could feel His presence, as long as we know He's leading us, we don't have to be ashamed to obey. We don't have to be ashamed to stand up and speak something that God is calling us to speak. We don't have to be. Amen. Brother Stephen, you want to come forward for a few songs? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Your love. We're so thankful for Your grace, Lord, that You're taking us through a process to make us into Your image. Lord, that You never stop working with us. You never stop drawing us, calling us. And Lord, even when we're ignorant of our own faults, Lord, and there's things in our lives that we need correction on, Your presence still abides with us. Your presence still works with us, Lord. Father, I just again come against the working of the devil. Satan wants to take away this arm, take away the power that You have placed in Your elected church. Lord, I rebuke him. Lord, I know Your desire is to manifest Yourself. Lord, I know that the manifestation of the Spirit is to given to everyone for the common good. Lord, may we submit ourselves to the working of the Holy Spirit. May we give ourselves fully to You. Father, we just invite Your presence now, Lord. We ask, O God, that You would draw hearts to Yourself, Lord. Any of those who aren't sure of their experience, Lord, with You, may they experience Your transforming power, Lord. Come and deal with that heart, Lord, so that they would have assurance. Assurance that they're in the faith. Assurance of Your presence with them, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father. You come to set us free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Set Your children free. Satan wants to take us captive. Satan wants to pull us back into the fleshly things of the world, Lord. but you call us to freedom, to liberty. Freedom to obey, freedom to listen, to hear, and to walk with you. Lord, there's no greater joy for your elect than being in your presence, being in close fellowship with you, Lord. You are our ultimate joy. You are our peace, Lord. But you're not just a word, you're a reality. You're a person. You're amongst us. You're here to manifest yourself, to show forth that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your bride away. How my soul longs to be. Even so, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord, you are the lover of my soul. Timothy, stir up the gift of God that is in you by the laying on of hands. Stir up means to kindle, rekindle, reignite. He tells Timothy to do it. So there's something we could do to get ourselves in that position where the fire of God can come again and rekindle our souls. Rekindle that power that He wants to display in us and through us, that power to change our lives, that power to draw us into more holiness. I just pray, Lord, for each one. Oh God, the devil wants to stir up the flesh, to rekindle the flesh. Oh, we just want to be comfortable in this life. Lord, for the elect of God, there is no way to be comfortable in this flesh, in this world, where the spirits of devils are so prevalent. Even if we tried to be comfortable, Lord, there'd be no way. Lord, I pray that you would draw us deeper into you.
Yes.
Lord, that we would battle, fight through the flesh that calls us to that comfort and into the spirit, into the realms of your reality, the realms of your power, the realms of your presence. It takes a fight, it takes a battle every day. Paul said, I die daily. We have to die to the flesh daily to enter into the Holy Ghost. Enter in to that place, Lord. But so many of us, we don't fight. We're not fighting through. We're not dying out daily, Lord. Some days we might, and other days we don't. Lord, may every day we seek you diligently. Lord, we put forth that effort to enter into your presence. Scripture says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That doesn't just mean we sit back and wait for everything to happen, Lord, but we fight, we battle through all the things that are against us, and we draw near to you. We put forth the effort necessary, Lord, to walk with you. Increase our desire. Increase the fire within us for you. May we not become half cold and half hot, lukewarm. That's a battle. We're called overcomers because there's a fight, there's a battle for us to go through every day to be in that place of close communion and fellowship, experiencing the reality of your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anyone like to come forward for prayer? If you need something from God, believe he's here now to meet your needs. If you need a touch from him, if you need to experience his changing power in a new way, in a different way, he's here to meet your needs. On you to speak to us. Let's just worship him. Let's sing hallelujah. Thank you. turn the stony hearts into hearts of flesh. Lord, no man can do that. No matter how hard we try. No matter what we do by organization, by philosophy, by psychology. No man can change a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. Lord, change those hearts. Lord, may your presence break forth upon us, Lord, that we would come here and it would be the reality of Jesus Christ, the reality of your Spirit. Lord, that the Holy Ghost amongst us would discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, Lord, and that you would be manifested, you'd just be displayed amongst us, Lord. The signs follow the word, Lord. If we've left you somewhere, restore us, correct us, convict us, Lord. Our desire is only for you. It's not for anything man-made, Lord. We left those organizations, Lord, because we want to follow you and you only. We want to follow the manifested word, Lord. We know that you're not a past tense God. You're the I am. You're present tense. You are the present truth made manifest amongst us. Lord, I pray you'd make it manifest through us. God, we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of peace be with you all. May He use you. May He work through you. May He manifest Himself to and through you. May you experience His power in a way that you never had before, in that closet before Him, one-on-one, in His presence. God bless you all.